In this video, we will talk about safety, confidentiality, referral limits, and staying in your role. Microchurches often become places where people feel safe enough to share real life. Someone may talk about grief, marriage tension, addiction, loneliness, trauma, depression, financial pressure, family conflict, or spiritual confusion. This is one of the blessings of small Christian community, but it also means the microchurch planter needs wisdom. A planter can listen, pray, encourage, share scripture, offer spiritual support, and help someone take a faithful next step. But a microchurch planter should not pretend to be a licensed counselor, physician, attorney, social worker, or emergency responder. Staying in your role protects people. Confidentiality also needs wisdom. A leader should not gossip about what is shared. Private pain should be handled with honor. But confidentiality is not absolute. If someone may harm themselves, harm someone else, abuse a child, abuse a vulnerable adult, or report a situation that requires legal or pastoral action, the leader may need to involve appropriate help. A wise phrase is, "I want to honor what you are sharing. I will not treat it carelessly. But if someone is in danger, I may need to get help so people are protected." That kind of clarity builds trust. Referral awareness is also important. Sometimes the most faithful thing a microchurch leader can say is, "I care about you, and this is beyond what I am trained to handle alone." Let's involve a pastor, counselor, doctor, attorney, or emergency service. That is not failure. That is humility. In Galatians 6, believers are called to bear one another's burdens, but that does not mean one untrained leader carries every burden privately. In James 3, teachers are reminded that leadership carries responsibility. In 1 Peter 5, shepherds are called to serve willingly and faithfully, not domineering over those entrusted to them. A common mistake is overpromising. Do not say, "You can tell me anything and I will never tell anyone." Do not say, "I can fix this." Do not diagnose. Do not pressure. Do not take over. Instead, listen with compassion. Pray with permission. Encourage wisely. Refer when needed. Report when required. Stay connected to your mentor or overseer. A microchurch can be warm and safe at the same time. Love and boundaries belong together.